Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you. Getaway Friday, December 19th, 2025. 16 coming up on 17 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And the Christmas cards are starting to come in here at WGH Talk. And as I say, you can send us one, 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A, Marion, Ohio, 43302. 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A, Marion, Ohio, 43302, and we got one here today, and I open them live on the air just like this. Let's see what we got here in the old Christmas envelope. It is Merry Christmas and Happy New Year 2026 from Calvin, Devin, and Maggie. And it's a picture of our friend Calvin, who used to listen in Idaho. I believe he's in Washington now. It's got he and I would guess maybe his girlfriend here and a baby on the card. Very nice picture, Calvin. I appreciate that. Thank you for the Christmas card, and he did put a return address on this. He's in Washington now. Colfax, Washington, I think. So we'll get a Christmas. See, this is our reach here at WGH Talk Radio, and we'll get a card out to him for the holiday season. Let's see. And we have another card that was, by the way, Phyllis Shirks, Fudge, and Reindeer Mix arrived today. The holiday season has officially started.
Why didn't you share?
Well, you didn't ask for any.
Yeah, I did not ask you.
You got to ask to receive.
You're right.
Here we go. Well, let's get in this card. Rip this envelope all up. Let's see. God, if I can get the card out. Okay. Has a cardinal on the front of it with a beautiful Christmas scene. Says joy on the card. Open it up. The world is filled with the sounds of Christmas. Merry Christmas, Phyllis and Larry Shirk. Thank you, Phyllis and Larry, and we'll get a card out to you. Wonderful listening audience. And the Welsh family sent us a Christmas card. Buckeye guy here, the Welsh family Christmas card with the groundhog. That's coming up here very soon. So thank you for the holiday
already?
Citations. February 2nd.
Groundhog Day?
That's when we do Groundhog. Yeah, Groundhog Day.
Every year.
Comes the same time. It's on a Monday this year. Thank God. That weekend stuff is for the birds. Coming in here on Sunday to do that last year, that was no... You want to actually do it during a show. So it'll be on Monday this year, so that'll be good. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Here we are, the last Friday before Christmas, talking about Groundhog Day.
Oh, isn't that exciting?
And by the way, if you want to send us a card again at 685 Delaware Avenue, WGH Talk Radio, Suite 110A, Marion, Ohio, 43302. And we always keep the cards. We read them on the air, and we send a card back your way. Are you throwing stuff on the floor? What are you doing?
No, there was like a small yellow piece of plastic. I don't know where it came from, but it was on the desk, so I threw it away.
And don't forget to tune in for our big Christmas morning, Christmas Eve morning show. We'll be on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week. That's always a lot of fun. Christmas Eve morning here at the station. All right. Well, what's some holiday topics here? What do you do for the holiday? You know, Christmas traditions.
We do a gift exchange every year on Thanksgiving. We draw for that.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that earlier.
What, the gift exchange?
Where you have claimed, I don't like Christmas and I'm not in the mood and blah, 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 blah. And you, I found out this week, became more commercialized than anybody on this holiday. You entered into the Christmas drawing at work, the Secret Santa,
yep,
and drew the name and were incredibly excited and want to express your love for this person through financial preparations.
I don't think that's exactly right.
Well, that's how I saw it.
I got the same person I got last year.
Right, but and you jumped. I was standing there when you drew the name.
Yeah.
Well, you about came out of your shoes.
Well, because, you know, I don't want to pull somebody that I don't know or generally do not really like.
No,
because then I'm going to be like, well, I got to get them. But I like the person I drew, so now I can actually, now I'm going to get them stuff.
But here's where I can't Well, I don't want to tell the story on the air because I think it's, you know, I don't know. It's just not a story to tell on the air. But, see, this is why I know you're full of garbage on this whole thing, because there was an incident about 5 or 6 months ago involving this same person mm-hmm. where you did not have the same exuberance and interest, but yet at Christmas time you do.
I mean, as far... I know what you're talking about. I don't know that that's...
because that day, when it came, you said, you know, just forget it. We don't need to do this. Why are we spending this money? I don't want to spend that type of money. We can't find this. Why are we driving all around looking for this?
I don't think that's exactly how it went.
Oh, I was there. Yes, I was there. I orchestrated that thing.
Yeah, but I don't think that was exactly how it went.
I tried that morning to find a particular item for that person, and you said, forget it. Why did we need to do that? It doesn't need to be that. Let's just go and do this. And then we went and did it, and you said, I don't...
Well, yeah, because they we went
now,
to...
Now, same person, by the way.
Because we went to, like, three different places looking for the...
We went to one.
We went to... What do you mean?
We actually went to one place. I think we called another place.
Right. Yeah, you're right. So we called, yes. But nowhere had them.
Right.
So, like, I mean...
But there wasn't a great effort made to find them.
We called, like, three places. Well, we went to one, called two, I guess.
And then I said I was going to buy something in place, and you said, why? We already have this. We don't need to do that. Because we did add an item in place of the item we could not find.
It was more so that you spent so long trying to think about what the other item
was.
What
she would want.
I mean...
Why get her something edible she doesn't want?
Well, I mean, I don't think this person is particularly picky.
Oh, I think that's wrong.
Well, I don't know.
But no, that's just my point. So when you drew this, and I was like, whoa, here we go. And when I find out the dollar amount you spent on them last year, that, I tell you, that's far and above what anybody else is spending. The fact that you got cheap 6 months ago on this person, and now all of a sudden you're like, whoa, here we go.
I see.
So I have to believe that that's a Christmas thing.
No, I don't think it's a Christmas thing. Again, it was more
that
so
was a
because,
far more significant
again,
event that happened a few months ago.
We found some because we couldn't find the thing that we were looking for.
Just and I said let's get something else.
And then you spent like ages.
I said, what do you think they would like?
I think I don't know. I think I suggested like chocolate chip cookies or something.
Right. I said I don't know that they like those.
I mean, who doesn't like chocolate chip cookies? They're chocolate
cookies.
I don't
like chocolate chip cookies.
Well, it's not my fault. You're weird, okay?
No.
They're chocolate chip
Says
cookies.
Says the guy who doesn't like pizza. Think about that.
You got me there, I guess.
Yeah, see?
Everybody likes the pizza.
Everybody likes the pizza.
Yep.
So again, but when it's you putting your name on the card, you're just willing to go highball on this person. And what's
a card? I don't think I got him a card.
A card? Did I say card?
Yeah.
What? No, money. You're spending a lot of money on this person.
Yeah.
Far more than anybody else is spending on that little secret Santa, I guarantee you.
Well, probably.
Right? So my point is, you who've argued that this is so commercial and about the money, you're expressing your like toward this person in a very secret Santa. Santa Claus has nothing to do with the religious aspect of this holiday. And not only are you doing that, you're arguing against the commercial aspect of it. You're being more commercial than anybody by showing your appreciation in financials.
I don't think that's accurate.
Then spend $10 on them, like everybody else.
I have bought... the only gift I've bought for anybody for Christmas this year was for my gift exchange person.
That's what you... When I went to buy the gift card for him, you said, why do we need to do that?
Gift card?
Yeah, we got her.
I think I was the one who suggested the gift card.
No,
I knew she liked the one of the coffee places.
Right, but you said why do that?
Why? Well, I what do you mean? I got.
You said why are you buying this? And we already bought this, and you don't need to do.
What?
It was a whole thing back a few months ago. I remember there was a lot of problem.
I don't
that
think
day.
You're being accurate.
I have to be accurate.
I don't.
Now
I,
when
see,
you have it's all you, you're
no,
just over the
you
top
see,
here.
But I don't think you're
I'm
accurate.
Sign, put my name on that card. Then. Put my name on that secret Santa card of this big dollar gift you're getting this person.
I don't think that's accurate.
Why are you spending all the money?
I'm going to get him the same thing I got him
right,
the year
but it's
prior.
It's not like $10, $20 like people actually spend on this. mean, you're like way over that.
Yeah.
Why, for somebody who hates the commercialization of this holiday?
Because I got to get them something, and I like this person, so I'm gonna get them stuff.
There you go.
But, like, I could just get everybody stuff. I mean, like, we had people prior who always got all the,
Has she ever gotten you anything?
Not this lady in particular.
Well, there you go.
But I did not
participate this year.
One of the ladies who used to work up front, she used to give out gift cards to, like, not everybody, but a lot of people.
Yeah. I did not participate this year. Put that down.
Okay.
Yep.
Well.
So I guess I have the real meaning of Christmas. You do not.
I see. I think Christmas should just be... I said before, we should have two Thanksgivings.
See, here's the thing. That's rigged. That Secret Santa, and I will not participate in it anymore.
It's because you cheated.
No. I saw other people doing what I was doing, and I thought that was terrible.
Well, I agree. That's terrible. You shouldn't be doing that.
And then I saw him doing it again this year, so I know it's rigged again.
Oh, well, I didn't do that. I got the name I wanted first draw.
Well, I don't know. I think there might have been a rig to that.
Nope, no rigging.
I think there was.
There was no rigging.
I saw the people putting it. I don't want to divulge into what I've seen because there might be some litigation, but.
Well, maybe somebody else put that person back, but I that's the person I,
All I'm saying is.
If I'm going to be in the Christmas thing, I want to get somebody a gift that I like.
That's exactly what people do.
I want to get somebody a gift
but
that I
But that's not
I
how
like.
It works.
Yeah, but I see. I wouldn't put this. I would if I drew a name I didn't like. I wouldn't put it back. I'd keep it. But like, I'm just happier because I got a name that I like.
I protested it.
Well, good for
so
you.
So now, no. See, but I've now see because I have gotten things for people there that I did not get in the Secret Santa in the past because I wanted to get them a gift. You see.
Okay.
So.
Well, I can do that too.
Yeah, but I don't need to get them in the Secret Santa.
Well, I had to get them in the Secret Santa.
Not me.
Oh.
Matter of fact, you know that picture that hangs outside of this person's office? That was a Christmas gift from me.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so there you go. So my gift lasted longer than yours. And it wasn't as expensive.
but it's a picture.
Yeah, but it had to be done.
I don't know.
She appreciated it still hanging outside the office all these years later.
Like, I mean, you know, it's just hanging there.
Well, it's outside the office right on the wall with nothing else.
Oh, I don't know, but there's all kinds of things out there on the
walls.
But
nothing like, not a picture of them with somebody.
Oh, there are all kinds of pictures of all kinds of people out there.
No, I know this is a, but she particularly hung this out there.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's the only one in a picture frame, I think.
There you go.
Yeah, but I think you put it in the picture
frame. I did. So it wasn't cheap.
Well, you know.
You got to come up with something like that.
Well, I can't get her a picture.
No, a creative idea that's going to be around but meaningful. You know, I really don't know if she even knows who gave that to her, to be honest.
What?
That picture. Because when I give a gift for something like that, I wrap it up, I put from Santa, and I leave it where I know they'll find it.
Well, you're supposed to put it upstairs on the table. Yeah,
but no, I didn't get her. I just bought that on my own.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Well, then put it on their desk.
That's what I did.
Oh, well.
So I say, I don't know all these years later if she knows where that even came from.
I'm sure she knows.
She might not.
I mean, if I said what the picture was, I'm sure she knows.
I don't know, because there were other people there that day. When the picture was taken, I just took the picture, blew it up, got it autographed, put it in a frame, and gave it to her. From Santa. I did a lot of legwork on that.
I see, but I'm sure that I'm sure that they knew it was you.
Well, they never said thank you.
Well,
so what kind of person is that?
Well, I mean, what if they said thank you to the wrong person?
Exactly. I don't think they do know, because I think they would say thank you.
Probably. I'd believe that.
So I believe they don't know where they came from.
I think they probably do.
So they were just rude, is what you're saying.
No, I think that maybe they just weren't 100% sure because there was no guarantee.
You know, all the years I was in that crooked Secret Santa, I don't think anybody ever knew who I had. Because they're also doing that this year, which I think is crooked. Putting down who you get. They never did that before.
Yeah, they did.
No, they're not with me. When I pulled it out, I never told them who I had.
Well, then that's on you, because the years prior, there had been people who forgot who they had, so they had to be like, oh, well, you have X
I think
person.
That's crooked, because then there are people who know who has everybody. So you know who's... What's secret about that?
Well, the government knows everything that's supposed to be secret.
This ain't the government. This is Santa.
Well, see, but...
I think that was...
See, but they're
you know what? They left the
Santa.
List. I'm so glad I'm not
it's
in this crooked thing.
The
this thing is so crooked
Santa.
This year. This reeks of crookedness. This paper with everybody's name on it and who got them was just laying out there for all to see.
Well, that's...
That's not what's supposed to happen.
That's on whoever was in charge of the book, I guess.
Right. I tell you, this thing reeks of crime this year.
Crime.
It's a whole crime scene, honestly.
I'm
so glad.
I
feel like the mafia is running this thing, and I am not. I'm so glad I am 10 feet away from this thing this year.
Hey, speaking of the mafia, did you hear about the... I want to say Trailblazers, but I'm not certain. It was a basketball team. A head coach and one of the players, or maybe a couple of the players, were charged because apparently they were like working with the mafia to like rig basketball games.
Oh, well, there you go.
I thought that was fascinating.
Well, the Secret Santa's rigged, so why wouldn't a basketball game be?
I mean, you know.
And if I had to testify in court, I saw people putting names back this year.
Well, I mean, you know, good for you, I guess. I
and then the list is like, I bet the list is still there. I bet I could find the list right now.
I'm sure you could. It's a book, I think, up there.
That's right. Why would you leave that out for all to see? Secret Santa.
Who? Because who cares enough to go through the book?
Everybody was looking at the book.
I didn't look at the book.
So crooked.
Well, I didn't look
at
the
book. Well, there was a person standing right there going, who do you got? Who's in the Secret Santa? That's not... What? They should have put somebody in charge of that who was not in the Secret Santa.
Well, I mean, you're the only person who knows who I got.
I don't know. You had to write it down, so the person who took it down knows who you have.
Oh, well, I guess I did show the other person who was up there.
Yeah, and plus the person who wrote it down.
Well, no, I think it was the same person.
Well, there you go. Why was that person writing it down?
Because if I forgot who I...
But that person's not there when everybody has drawn... So many
it's
people
in a
have...
That's why it's in a book up there.
It's not in a book. It's on a paper.
Well, that's why it's on a paper up there.
That anybody can see.
Well, that's fine, I guess.
So I know who everybody's got.
Okay, well, apparently everybody knows who everybody's got.
Right, sad. Secret Santa. So this year I got my own little private gift exchange.
I don't know, maybe it's just a gift exchange.
No, I did that this year. I went to somebody and I said, are you getting me something? I'll get you something. Let's stay away from this crooked Secret Santa thing.
Oh, we're doing a
gift
exchange?
Not you and I.
Oh, well, I see how it is.
Well, no, you got your own little thing working there. You're part of that crooked Secret Santa thing. No, but somebody approached me, but when this thing was put up, sign up for Secret Santa, and they said, are you going to get in the Secret Santa? And I said, I don't know, because I think it's a little crooked after last year. I've gotten in it every year. And they said, well, why don't you and I just exchange gifts? And I said, okay, let's do that. Because they did not want to buy for somebody they might not know.
Which person was it?
I can't tell you.
Which person?
This is a private matter.
No, but I'm curious.
It's two people who... That's why it's secret.
But it's not, because you both know who...
Right, but we can keep a secret. Not like that paper laying out there with everybody's name on it.
Look, I got two people.
Plus, I will buy, I guarantee you, for more people there who are in the Secret Santa that will not get me anything because I don't want anything. I just do it to be nice.
I didn't get you a gift last year.
And did I ask for one?
No.
There you go. So what's wrong with that? I got this person that picture years ago. They didn't get me anything.
We didn't do a gift exchange at the station this year.
No, that was always fun.
I think we only did it twice, didn't we, for 2 years?
Well, I know the 1 year was fun, because it had a... If you want real Christmas, that was, you have to make it.
Oh yeah, we did that.
I thought that was good, and then come to you didn't even make your gift, so that was kind of a.
I made my gift.
Oh, see there again.
I just
That's
had
not
help.
What I heard.
I just had help.
In any event, that was great. I thought. Because that, if you really want to get rid of the commercialization and put people to work, that's a way to do it.
You still got to buy the stuff to make the gift.
Right, but you got to think it up. You got to personalize it. You got to... It was a little more difficult. I still have the gift you gave me that was personalized. I put it on the tree every year.
Well, that's good.
Yep.
That's good.
I still have the poem.
Hey, thank you.
And I still have the picture Sean gave me.
Yeah, that was a good gift.
And I still have those coasters. I forgot about the coasters.
Oh, that's
for a
right. I still have those. The coasters are on my table. I see them every so often.
I like the coasters.
Coasters were a good idea. She was the craftiest of the bunch.
I think so.
Carrington.
Yep.
But I think the pictures were good. You and Opal.
Yeah, that was a good one. I thought that was nice.
I thought if you're going to take a picture, that would be the one. That would be the one.
Oh, what a funny lady. I like Opal.
Yeah. So it's that's Christmas, you see. And I still try to be crafty with some people. And like if I go to somebody's house, see, I was with you, the kids, the other night at Mary Ellen's when we had the dinner party.
Yes.
You guys brought nothing.
Yes.
I did.
What'd you bring?
I don't want to brag. I'm just saying, when you go to a dinner party, you bring a gift.
I was, you know, I don't go to dinner parties, I guess.
Yeah, I did.
Good for you.
Of course, I was the first one there, too, which I didn't understand because it was like 1 minute till six. The thing was at six. I thought, how am I the first one here?
Well, I had to stop and get gas. And I took a shower beforehand.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944.
That's
740-383-9944.
So...
Yeah, well, you and Christian kind of...
Hey, I was there at 5:59. That's what matters. Yeah,
but it's a fun event, though.
Oh, yes, it was fun.
You
yes.
said best meatloaf you've ever had.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
You know, I think that's an interesting thing. The Mary Ellen year she's had. She was the groundhog. She was the big 95th birthday celebration. It was a lot of fun this year.
Yeah. Was this the... Man, I don't know. All the time just kind of blends together. Is this the year we did the tour of the schools, or was that last year?
That was last year.
Man. We're like...
That was before WrestleMania. I thought you were
yeah,
going...
Yeah, and then like right after WrestleMania, we did the Eclipse thing.
Yep.
Like right after.
Well, you used to do videos. Now, I thought there was going to be a video to the song Ordinary of Mary Ellen's birthday party. I thought that would have been interesting.
Nobody gave me pictures to put together a video.
No, that's right. You didn't take pictures that night. That was your job, and you forgot to take the pictures.
I was done. Yeah.
Aye, aye, aye.
I was so
what
fun.
A year. What a year. No, you weren't. You were sitting on the floor watching the show.
Oh, well, when I was sitting on the floor, I was taking pictures. I have pictures of, like...
Oh, that's right. Then you went and socialized.
Yep.
Okay. So,
I think the last person I took pictures of speaking was... Christian.
Well, I'm glad we got that. Not the governors or anything, but we got Christian. Let's see. What's the other thing? What do you make of the minimalist Christmas? Thin Santa Claus, no red suit, Christmas trees without ornaments.
Thin Santa with no suit.
Yeah. No, not a red suit. Kind of a different color suit and no ornaments. They're calling it the minimalist Christmas.
I've never heard of this.
Well, I just brought. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, but I don't have. But I don't even. I can't even understand the Santa you're describing to me.
Well, I just told you he's thin and he's not in a red suit.
So what does he wear?
Like a paisley type of a suit, but he's got the white beard and you know whatever.
What is paisley? So he's just like a thin old man.
Well, yeah, still got the beard and the cap and all that.
What is paisley?
Not the point of the story. What do you make of the minimalist Christmas?
Well, I mean, I think it's fine.
I think it's terrible.
Do what you want to do, I guess.
No, I think people don't like that. That's not Santa Claus.
Well, you know, it's not Jesus either. But you know, we don't care about that.
I don't
that.
Think we said anything about Jesus.
Well, it's Christmas.
You and your secret Santa and your high dollar gifts.
Like
you are commercial. Are you gonna whistle Silent Night or what? No, what was it? Silver Bells. Go ahead, caller.
Boys, staying warm out there.
Oh yeah, wonderful. Adam, yeah. Does this mean you have authored something?
Well, I just listened to my call this morning. You know, I'm really kind of shocked. My hippopotamus song was really good. I held the tune, and the voice was perfect. You'd think I had that voice for radio, but honestly, my singing was better. Doing the speaking, the volume was low, so I'm trying just speakerphone now. I guess the headset just can't really hear me that well, so hopefully this will come across more evenly, because you really could barely hear me when I was talking. But
you were low this morning. I didn't know why.
I was singing, it sounded good, plus the volume was good, so
yeah,
that's technology for you.
Technology. So we talked earlier, for people who didn't hear the show, you were going to write a Marian version of 12 Days of Christmas, which I thought was a tremendous idea.
Yeah, I can't think of a lot of the numbers, so I want it to be good. You know, for us, at least we have 7 and 6, you know, 6 Scott Spears shows. That's not too bad, right?
No, that's pretty good.
11 Linda Sims shows. That's not great, but it's the best I can do, Linda, sorry. Maybe, 10. 10% reduction in staff. That's good for the mayor?
There you go.
I'm just kind of thinking, Scott, as we all, I just thought of the 10. I'll just be creative. Instead of a T word, we'll go 10% reductions. And Naomi, if you're listening, I bet you're on the floor laughing.
I bet so.
9 for Naomi. 9 Naomi phone calls, because she calls a lot.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
8 p.m. I think, Scott, you have given me an epiphany, and 8 p.m. Friday show. How about that one?
That's pretty good.
7 a.m. Central. That's not close. 7 for Scott. 7 Scott Spears programs. 6 a.m. Mountain, for those in Colorado. Not sure about 5 or 4. I can't think of anything beginning with F. I think 9 Naomi phone calls, that's a good one. Who's that guy, Fred, the garden guy, Scott, who we have on occasionally? That would be an F word.
The garden man.
Isn't he like a garden? Didn't he do a garden show or something? 5, Fred. Oh, wait, well, Fred Feeney, we'll do him. Because, you know, I knew Fred Feeney before you even talked to him. So we'll do Fred Feeney.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a small world, Scott.
It is a small world, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know Fred through an entirely different channel, but he's a good guy. Very, 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 very. I hope when I'm his age, I'm chipper, and chipper, and like he is, and still feisty. So 5 Fred Feeney phone calls. Yeah, I'm getting there, Scott. I can't think of a 3. Either you boys can think of a word that would go with 3.
I'm not sure what now. What's the basis of this?
Well, maybe 3 hours on Friday before Pastor Steve. I'm not sure about 2, and I'm not sure what the partridge in a pear tree would be. We'll have to think about that one.
You have
and
to think.
The hippopotamus for Christmas. That's kind of silly, but yeah, I'm getting somewhere. 9 Naomi phone calls, 4 Fred Feeney phone calls. 6 Scott Spears.
No.
Six Scott celebrities.
Adam, I cannot believe with Christmas and this station, you cannot come up with an F word.
Well, Fred Feeney, that.
No. Now, come now, Adam. Are you serious? This station and Christmas and the F word, you don't know what the F word is?
Well, we can't say that in polite company.
Not that F word, Adam. It's Christmas. Come on, you know, don't you?
Fir tree, like a...
Betty White is looking down on you badly. This is like password. F, Christmas, this station, a Christmas song. You don't know what the F word is?
Well, not that F word. Not the dirty one.
I have to tell you?
I'm thinking of Fred Feeney because.
No, here are my clues again. Now get ready, Adam. Here are my clues. Now we're on password.
Give me a clue there, Alan Ludden.
Okay, here we are. Well, I think Alan Ludden was the host, so I'm giving.
How about Phil Donahue? Five Phil Donahue visits.
I think Phil Donahue spelled with a P.
Well, but, it's still a fuh, though.
Well, you should work Donahue in there somewhere, but not for the F.
Four Phil Donahue visits. How much? You visited him like twice, right? Well, we went
by
once.
Yes.
He wasn't there. You went by and. So that's kind of like a visit.
Right, but here we go, Adam. Here's the clues. Are you ready, Adam? Here are the clues.
Go ahead.
Okay, WGH Talk, Christmas Time, F Word, Christmas Song.
Beginning with an F?
Yes.
Matt, do you know?
Matt knows. Matt picked it up. I haven't told him. I have not written it down.
I'm sure once I hear it, I'll say, duh, how did I not possibly get it?
Adam, do you give up, Adam? And I'll have Matt say it. Everybody at home screaming it at their listening device.
Give me another clue, because obviously I'm missing something, guys.
Begins with an F. Begins with an F. Christmas. Specifically this station, WGH Talk. Christmas song.
Fruitcake. Okay. Well, that's just like so obvious. It's like, duh. Five fruitcake tosses.
There you go.
I got about 10 of them now, Scott. Five fruitcake tosses. Four Fred Feeney phone calls. Three, I'm not sure what.
I take Fred Feeney out of there,
hours,
and I put Phil Donahue in there.
2 hours every morning.
No, take Fred Feeney out, and put Phil Donahue in there.
And Alexa, play WGH Talk right there, because that's what I do when I listen to the station. So there you go, Scott. Five fruitcake tosses, four Fred Feeney phone calls, three, I'm not quite sure what, 2 hours every morning, and Alexa, play WGH Talk. There you go, Scott. I got 5 out of 12. And a few more. 11 Linda Sin shows. 10% reduction. That's in honor of our favorite mayor who pleads the Fifth Amendment.
Well, Adam, Matt's gonna whistle Silver Bells here, and so we'll have you do a song as well for our last Friday night show before the big holiday.
There. You know, Scott, you gave me some ideas of fruitcake. That's so obvious.
Yes, I couldn't believe you didn't get that one.
But you know, I like Fred Feeney phone calls. I know Fred listens, so I bet he's listening and laughing and saying, there's Adam, the computer guy, the crazy but good computer guy.
But I would put Donahue in there somewhere. Do you need a D somewhere?
Four, I got Phil, but we only have two Fs, four and five, and two Ss.
What about a D? Do you need a D?
What begins with a D?
Donahue.
Well, but there's no D in the 12 days of Christmas.
No, but I think you can work one in.
What about two hours on weekdays?
Okay, that's fine.
2 hours on weekdays, and Alexa, play WGH Talk. That's pretty good, because that's how I listen.
Yeah.
Now, five fruitcake tosses, that was a joint effort. That was epic.
Yes. I don't know how anybody misses that one.
About 12. 12 tweaks to the transmitter? I don't know. 12 virtual transmitters. That's not that good, but... the best I can do. 11 Linda Sim shows, 10%.
Is it a T or a V?
And then again, in honor of Naomi, because she would think that was funny, because it is. 9 Naomi phone calls.
Thunderbolt called in. I would use that for a T.
8 hour workday. Eight Amy Actins.
Were there eight of them? I don't know. But in any event...
Enough, we might as well have eight, right? What's seven more?
I want to make sure we get a song in here, Adam.
Seven celebrity interviews, six Scott Spears morning shows, five fruitcake tosses, four Fred Feeney phone calls, three, I have to work on that one, 2 hours weekdays, and Alexa, play WGH Talk. Scott, I got it. I found the song. We worked on it together. What a great team effort.
Yes. But now what song are you going to sing, Adam?
I want to sing that 12 Days of Christmas. Now that I got it, before I forget it, I'm going to write it down.
Okay, write it down, and I'm going to have Matt do the whistling of...
I'm on my computer here, my nice 32-inch monitor.
All right, Matt, are you ready to do the whistling version of Silver Bells?
You got to cut out some lines of Silver Bells.
12 FM transmitters. That'll be in honor of our friend, you know who he is, the the guy who called you the you-know-what. 11 Linda Sims shows. 10. Do you like that one, Matt? 10% reduction?
Yeah, I think that's
isn't
good.
Isn't that cute?
It's cute.
You get it, right?
Oh, I get it. Yes, I get it.
Nine Naomi phone calls. What was eight? Oh, eight-hour working. That's for you guys because you're in the union, and the union would require that if you work
right.
8 hours,
that
you
makes...
get overtime. So, right, Matt? And the union has that 8-hour workday thing, right? So 8-hour workday.
Adam, you're going to have to publish an appendix so people will understand this.
Seven celebrity phone calls. That's the best I could say. Celebrity interviews. I'll think of something better. Interviews. Six, Scott Spears mornings. Five, and the best of all, five, fruitcake tosses. Four, Fred Heaney phone calls. Three, not sure what to say. 2 hours, weekdays, and Alexa. Okay, you ready, Matt? Ready to hum while I sing?
You're gonna hum the what? Hum,
what?
Well, no, we don't want to do this simultaneously. We want Matt to hum Silver Bells, and then we'll have you do the song. Okay.
Well, I want to do my 12 Days of Christmas because I just finished.
Well, go ahead, Adam. Roll through it. Here we go.
Right now.
No, I'll give you an intro. Just hold back a second. Here we go. Adam the Computer Guy, who can be heard every Thursday at 12:10 p.m. on this station, singing, and you can hear his news reports every morning, as well as obituaries and weather, on this station every hour, obituaries four times a day, singing the Marian version of 12 Days of Christmas. Go ahead.
Da 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 da. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me, Alexa, play WGH Talk. On the second day of Christmas, my true love... This stupid Alexa in my room here, Scott, thinks I'm actually making a real... Alexa, shut the you-know-what up. I'm singing a song. Let's start over again. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me, Alexa, play WGH Talk. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 2 hours, weekdays, and Alexa, play WGH Talk. I got to turn that Alexa off, Scott, before I take a baseball bat to her. How do I turn? Oh, I'll just not worry about it. Okay, now continue. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me, I'm not sure what to say here, 2 hours, weekdays, and Alexa, play WGH Talk. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 Fred Feeney phone calls, 3, I'm not sure what to say, 2 hours, weekdays, and Alexa, play WGH Talk. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 fruitcake tosses, 4 Fred Feeney phone calls, 3, I'm not sure what to say, 2 hours, weekdays, and Alexa, play WGH Talk. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 Scott Spears mornings, 5 fruitcake tosses, 4 Fred Feeney phone calls, 3, I'm not sure what to say, 2 hours, weekdays, and Alexa, play WGH Talk. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 celebrity interviews, 6 Scott Spears mornings, 5 fruitcake tosses, 4 Fred Feeney phone calls, 3 not sure what to say, 2 hours, weekdays, and Alexa, play WGH Talk. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 8-hour weekday, 7 celebrity interviews, 6 Scott Spears mornings, 5 fruitcake tosses, 4 Fred Feeney phone calls, 3 I'm not sure what to say, 2 hours weekdays, and Alexa, play WGH Talk. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 9 Naomi phone calls, 8-hour weekday, 7 celebrity interviews, 6 Scott Spears mornings, 5 fruitcake tosses, 4 Fred Freeney phone calls, 3 and I'm not sure what to say, 2 hours, weekdays, and Alexa, play WGH Talk. on the 10th day of Christmas, Mayor Bill gave to me a 10% reduction, 9 Naomi phone calls, 8-hour workday, 7 celebrity interviews, 6 Scott Spears mornings, 5 fruitcake tosses, 4 Fred Feeney phone calls, 3 I'm not sure what to say, 2 hours every weekday morning, and Alexa play WGH Talk. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 Linda Sims shows, a 10% reduction, 9 Naomi phone calls, 8-hour workday, 7 celebrity interviews, 6 Scott Spears mornings, 5 fruitcake tosses, 4 Fred Feeney phone calls, 3 I'm not sure what to say, 2 hours weekdays, and Alexa play WGH Talk. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 FM transmitters, 11 Linda Sims morning, 11 Linda Sims shows, a 10% reduction, 9 Naomi phone calls, 8-hour workday, 7 celebrity interviews, 6 Scott Spears mornings, 5 fruitcake tosses, 4 Fred Feeney phone calls, 3 not sure what to say, a 2-hour every morning, and Alexa, please play WGH Talk.
That was wonderful, Adam. I'm sure the kids will be singing that next year. It'll be wonderful.
A little sarcastic, a little true, a little crazy.
No, not sarcastic. I like it, but I think we need a 3.
I had a couple giggles while I was singing.
No, I like it, but I think we need a 3.
Yeah, well, I wasn't sure what to say.
I was saying you can't make this stuff up. You couldn't make this show up.
Five fruitcake tosses, a 10% reduction, or maybe 9 Naomi phone calls.
No, I think those are all fine. I just think we need a number 3.
I'm just glad that I figured out number 5 because I feel kind of stupid when you give me all those clues and it's like, duh, it's fruitcake, you know?
Well, you know, it can happen. Sometimes the easiest things are right under our nose.
Especially being the fruitcake champion from a while back.
Yeah. What does what does 3 need to start with?
Tra.
T-R-A?
No, thrut, T-H-R, thrut, like 3.
3. Oh, okay. what about, like, Thunderbolt?
That might work, yeah, 3. He was pretty intense today, Scott.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Here's another obvious one, Thunderbolt.
3 Thunderbolt shows. There you go, 3 Thunderbolt. I'll put it right here, 3 Thunderbolt shows.
Soliloquies. You gotta use that vocabulary, because he soliloquied earlier on.
Well, that's definitely a soliloquy. This keyboard's messed up. I gotta throw this keyboard with a...
Okay, now, Adam, I want Matt to hum this thing while you... Not hum, whistle, right? Whistle. Okay, so stay there, Adam. But, Matt, whistle the Bob Hope classic, Silver Bells.
So I don't know the song all that. I got to think. But best I got for you.
Now what song Adam, do you know Marshmallow World?
I've not heard it enough that I probably could do it. I like 3 Thunderbolt shows. That's a good one. That pretty much takes care of it, Scott. We have tackled this 12 days of Merry and Christmas.
Right, but I was thinking, before we run out of time here tonight, I would have Matt whistle a song and you provide the lyrics. It'll all come together here at Christmas time.
I could probably do Silver Bells.
Well, Silver Bells we don't have on the whistler, right? But we've got Marshmallow World ready to go.
Well, let me try that. My wireless keyboard. I'm much wrong with that. I'm going to throw it away and replace it.
Technology is ruining our Christmas, Adam.
Yeah, it was better when we just, you know, it was better.
In the old days when we had pen and paper.
Marshmallow World by Darlene Love.
Darlene Love, yes.
1962 is even older than I am, and that says a lot.
Well, she's still alive.
I think she still performs it every
year. She does.
I don't really know that. I don't know that song well enough that I could sing it.
Which songs did you do this morning, Matt? You did Jingle. We don't want to do Jingle Bells. That's too easy.
I don't know. What songs did I did? I know I did Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells.
And then what was the other one I did?
I know they were both good.
Rudolph?
I don't think it was Rudolph.
I don't know. I mean, I could do, like...
What one can you do? We gotta get this in.
I can do, like, Jingle Bell Rock, probably.
Jingle Bell Rock. Can you do Jingle Bell Rock, Adam?
I'm sure I could pull that off.
And Brenda Lee has been on this program, so it all comes together.
Oh, yeah. That was Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Was it? Oh, yeah. I don't know. Jingle Bell, but we're going to do Jingle Bell Rock, right?
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
Matt's going to whistle it. What are we going to do?
He's going to whistle it. You're going to sing it.
Okay, should we just, like, start together?
Yeah, I'll introduce it. Here we go. Are you ready?
I got the lyrics up, guys.
Okay, here we go. By the great Brenda Lee. No, not really. Hold on. Here we are for your listening pleasure, Friday night, last Friday night before Christmas. Adam Lepp providing the lyrics, Matt Morgan providing the music, here on WGH Talk, first time ever, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Here we go.
What?
What are we doing?
Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle Bell Rock, excuse me. Jingle Bell Rock, go ahead.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell swing and jingle bell ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime and jingle bells time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air. What a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go riding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell rock. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air. What a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time. It's a swell time to go gliding in a one-horse sleigh. Jingle up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell rock.
Wonderful. Thanks, Adam. We're out of time. Merry Christmas.
Ho, 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 and a happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas to you, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Matt, you've got a show coming up next here. How are you going to follow this?
Oh, well, I mean, you know, I think it'd be just about impossible to follow.
Well, maybe
this.
Adam will call into your show and you can do a duet.
Oh, I got football to talk
maybe
about.
Maybe he can do that whole 12 days of Christmas again. And, but by the way, I'll be back on the air next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday morning. I'll be here with the big Christmas Eve celebration on Wednesday morning. Everybody have a great weekend. Get that shopping done. Enjoy yourself. Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Merry Christmas.
Oh, a good night.
A very happy and healthy holiday season.
CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-